Death row inmate Charles Rhines has exhausted his direct appeals in court and is scheduled to die sometime in the first week of November. But his attorneys are still working on a couple of potential legal roadblocks. Rhines goes to court on Tuesday, October 29th, in Sioux Falls to challenge drug protocols, and an Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals panel says he can still plead for leniency from the governor. Charles Rhines has been on death row since 1993 after he was convicted of murdering 22-year-old Donovan Schaefer. At the time of the stabbing, Rhines was robbing a Rapid City donut shop where Schaefer worked. Now that his direct appeals have been exhausted, his legal team has explored other options, one of them to build a case for clemency from the governor. To that end, Rhines asked to be examined by mental health experts for further diagnoses, but the prison warden would not grant the request. Rhines appealed to a state judge who ruled that court did not have jurisdiction to order the prison to conduct tests for the purpose of clemency. In September, a 3-judge panel heard arguments on Rhines' behalf from Alexander Kersman from the Federal Community Defender Office in Philadelphia. This exchange between Kersman and one of the judges forecasts the eventual outcome.
What the governor cannot do is tell the prison, you have to allow Mr. Rhines access to his expert. So the governor cannot actually say,
well,
I want to...
How do we know that?
Well, there's no statutory authority for that.
So what?
In its opinion, the appeals court notes that Rhines has not yet exhausted his plea for mercy. They say South Dakota law gives the governor broad discretion to decide what information she'll consider in a clemency application. And so even at this late date, Rhines can ask Governor Kristi Noem to allow him access to his mental health experts. Judges say even though the Board of Pardons and Parole considered Rhines' application late last year and declined to recommend it, Noem has the authority to grant a pardon without a positive recommendation from the board. Rhines is scheduled for execution during the week of November 3rd. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.